Okay, today's Daf is Daf Mem. And last year we were talking about the principles put out because, the end of last year, the Mishnah was talking about the principles put out in terms of when the child follows the parent in terms of its status, whether it comes to the Shevet, meaning if it was Kol Sheyesh Kedushin Ben Aveira, I go after the Zachar. When there's a Pagam, there's Kedushin, but there's Pagam, you go after HaPagum. That's in the case of someone marries a Mamzer, where it's a man, Bat Yisrael marrying a Mamzer, or Yisrael marrying a Mamzeret. Then the next principle was if there's ain alav kiddushin, that yes, kiddushim al achirim, then the bloods of mamzer, that's still karet. And the final one we talked about was there's no kiddushin for either of them, halacha havladach akamohu, meaning, for example, marriage with a goy. There's no kiddushin for that person to any Bat Israel. Sorry, other way around. If there's no, for in Israel, so no Israel would be able to have kiddushin with the shifra, not correct. Okay, kol mi she'ein alav kiddushin v'lo achrim kiddushin v'avlad kamuha, like goes after her. Okay, beseder. That's on the Gemara. Kol mi she'ish kiddushin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel ba'al k'mei Rabbi Yochanan. He asks a question. Harei gershin asa mamzeret. Okay, so the first principle in the Mishnah was make it clear. Anytime there's kiddushin and there's no avera, so kiddushin tofet no avera, what happens? We go, achara zachar. So it's a kohen, Levi, Israel, father, then the child is that. The Mara says, what are you talking about when it comes to Ger, for example, that married a Mamzeret? Now, this is a discussion about this. We'll see soon. Hare yesh kiddushin ve'ein aveira. Kiddushin is tofes, and there's no aveira because the Korbanet points out this is according to Rabbi Yossi that a Ger is allowed to marry Mamzeret. Nonetheless, havladach olech achar pagum. It goes after the pagum, meaning the child will be a Mamzer. Shebishneya. So, Amar Amalei. So in other words, this seems to break the first principle. The principle is if there's no Isur, there's no Isur in Kiddushin's Tofes, it should go after the father, and here you're going after the Pagu. The Gemara says, Amalei b'chol makom shna Rebbe. You've got, look, it says, careful, look at the Mishnah. It says, Kol makom, and also it's Perish. Ve'ezu hizu, that's Kohen et Levi Yisrael shenasa lo Kohen ve'Levi Yisrael. So the fact that we're mefarish it means that the Perish is Davka. And the klal is la davka. So when, in other words, when is it the situation where there's yesh kiddushin ven aveira that you go achav zachar? Oh, ezuzul. That's talking about davka. That's a kohen levi Israel marrying a kohen levi in Israel. So don't bring me a kasha now from a ger marrying a mamzeret because that's not what we're talking about. It was a more specific mefarish. Okay. Rav Avin Shmala Amin Debatra. Now the continuation of the Gemara according to the Moshe is pretty much exactly the same thing, just from a different point in the Mishnah. Whereas, according, you'll see the Korban Eder, it's a completely different flow. And we'll explain the Korban Eder because then it's different. So Rav Avin says, Shema Lamin Batra, says, B'kol Makom, this is the second statement. Sheyesh Kiddushin V'yesh Aveira, anytime there's Kiddushin and there's also an Aveira, Halachachara HaPagum, you go by the Pagum. What were some of the examples? That was, for example, we said, Haba, no, before that was Amalala Kohen Gadol, Grusha Bachutz Kohen Hediyot, Mamzer Natin, Israel, or Mamzer Natin Israel, right? So Gemara now says, well, that's why but let's have a look carefully. Rabbi Shimon, Malakishas by Kameh Rabbi Yochanan, one second, Hare Geisha Nasa Mamzeret, Yesh Kiddushin, Ve'ein Aveira. But nonetheless, it seems to follow this principle. It doesn't follow to match, in other words, it doesn't match the klal put in the Mishnah. Nonetheless, well, because it seemed to suggest in the Mishnah, when do you go achar pagum? That's when there's kiddushin and no aveira. I'm bringing you a case where there's kiddushin and there's no aveira. Nonetheless, it goes achar pagum. So it's the same question from a different line in the Mishnah. Mana says, Amalei, kol makom shna Rebbe perush ve'ezu zu amal al kohen gadol grusha v'chotzi lechediot mamzer natin Israel bat Israel mamzer v'natin. Now, Kohen Peni Moshe is pretty much the same thing we just said above. Meaning the klal is not really davka and the prat is davka. However, I'm going to read you the Korban Eder because he explains it differently. He says, look carefully. Matnitin, he says, Hachi Pirosho, Matnitin dolo ka Rabbi Yossi. It's not like Rabbi Yossi. Elas like Rabbi Yehuda, demar ger lo yisam mamzeret. As we'll see, that a ger shouldn't marry a mamzeret. Actually, we didn't say this to somewhere else, but the ger shouldn't marry a mamzeret. So in other words, it's asur. V'yesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira, so there's kiddushin aveira, and that's why holecha achar pagum. Let's be careful. The kashuka, if you can ask, im ken nitni b'sefer, why don't you teach in the sefer, b'hadi alman ala kohen gadol, etc. Because in this would then be yet another example of there's Aveira, there's Kiddushin and Halacha HaPagum, according to what you're saying. If you're now saying the Mishnah is like Shita Rebbe Yehuda, then Hatanan Sefer Komakom, Operesh, Ezul Almanado Ken Gadol, Vakashim, Klink, what's the point of the Klal? So Elela Tuye Hach Gersh Nasamam Zeret Sholecha Harabagum. So the second way of explaining it is saying no. It's the Klal that is Dafka. And the Ezel Zu is just one of the potential examples. And the Klal, the reason why we're mentioning a Klal is because there are more cases than the specific line. What are the more cases? Oh, the more cases is, what's the more extra case? The case is, what we're saying now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a ger that marries a mamzer, the child will be a mamzer. So again, this is very different flow, even though the words look the same, different flow of the sugya that we saw above. So Gemara says, Ve'ativ, no. What about Akashi? That's the case. I'll just show you the comment. It says, V'yativna, stama de pshas parich arebi avin. It says, how can you have that reading? You said, the kama shani Rebbe Yehuda de ezu who is loved dafka and koma kom is dafka. The koma kom is being very is really much broader. Imken, if that's the case, lama lo oti Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish Rebbe Yochanan mechalal shenasa b'Yisrael. V'yesh kirushin ve'ein aveira. V'avlan, nonetheless, when achara pagum. In other words, if you're saying that klal is being much more generalized now, and it's a general principle that if there's aveira in this condition, we pretty much always say that you go achar pagum. You could have brought a different case. There are two other cases now we're going to bring just now where you see that it is you're not allowed to do the condition is tofes and aveira, and you don't go. There's no aveira, and you still go after pagum. We'll get to that in a minute. So, which would then undermine the conclusion that we're trying to say in this reading that the klal is specific and the prat is lav dafka. Just remember, according to the first reading, it wouldn't be a problem because the prat is being dafka. So you can't bring kashas from anything else. But according to this reading, the Rav Avin saying that the klal is dafka and the prat is, the prat's not lav dafka, then there are other things that don't fit the klal. What are the cases? Go to the Gemara now. Hare chalal shenasa labat Yisrael. Hare kiddushin, this kiddushin, ein aveira. Nonetheless, havlad achar achar pagum shebishneihem. Because the child will be halal. Similarly, hare machzir grushato is another case. Shiniset hare kiddushin, if you marry, it's kiddushin, and there's also an aveira. Vavlad kasher, and the vlad nonetheless is kasher. There's no, you don't go achara pagum in this situation. The blood's completely fine. There's nothing wrong with the blood. Yes, the husband and aver bar miachzir grushato, they have children. There's nothing wrong with them. Dam rav chia b'shem rabbi Yochanan hamachzir grushato mishini set bitak sher lekuna. That if machzir grushato, the child that's born from that such a marriage is not kosher to una. Why kia tovati? It's a tovahi. He tovah v'ben benat tovavim. So therefore, the way the commentator reads the sugya, you have to go back if you like. This is a kashan rav Avin's reading, and it makes more sense the first reading Gemara. That what? That even though you have a klal, the klal is not really love, is love davka, and the prat is davka. The prat is what, when it says ezuzu, it's restricting that klal and saying, this is exactly what we're referring to, and therefore you don't have to bring other kashas from mamzer, from halal, and all these other cases as well. Okay, beseder. But that was clear. Now, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Rabbi Bun says, b'shem rav, ger ve'eved mishuchra v'chalal muter b'kuna. So, a ger ve'eved mishuchra v'chalal, they're muteret bekuna, meaning a bat kohen can marry these individuals. Interesting. Even though a kohen can't marry gioret, it seems to be the other way around. Why so? My timer. Ksherim huskura la psula, then psula la ksherim. In other words, when a kasher is huzar ala psulot, male is muzar la psula to him, so a kohen with a grusha, the grusha is equally warned against that relationship. She would also bear responsibility in Shemaim, if you like. Psula ala ksherit. Aval lo ksherot ala psulin, velo psulin ala ksherot. Meaning, if there's no issue of a ger marrying a bat kohen, then a bat kohen has no issue marrying a ger. Okay, that's the way, that's the principle. Gemara says, but second, vahatandi lo yikachu, lo yikachu. Now this is referring to, the commentator points out, this is referring to, they took the isha zona v'chala lo yikachu. It also says, v'ishu grosha misha lo yikachu. And it says it twice, v'trei zimel lo yikachu lamali. That is, ela lomar sha isha museret al yedei ish, v'chen hu loke, v'chol shehu loke, iloka. Meaning, any time that a man is asked to have a relationship with a woman, so and would get malchus, she would get malchus as well. For example, a kohen to a grusha, If they were pre-warned, he would get malchus, and so would she, even though she's a grusha, right? She's not a bakun or anything. So the Gemara now says, one second, Sabri men the hava minor is b'ksherot ala psulim v'ala. However, ain ala psul ala ksherot. But it says this is not really a kasha, because again, this is only talking about the scenario where the, if you're talking about that a kasher, that we're talking about the psul ala ksherot, meaning, for example, kohen al bat grusha, but not a bat kohen, sorry, a kohen ala chalat, for example, a grusha, but not a, for example, a bat kohen on a ger or something like that. Bezeder. Now the Gemara says, "Chad yir atel gabe Reb Yossi. Amar lei ma'u minsa v'miamzeret." A goy, sorry, a ger, sorry, came to Reb Yossi and says, "Can I marry mamzeret?" So Amar lei shari, absolutely can. That's Reb Yossi, like we saw before. Chaz avatel gabe. He went before Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lei shari, yeah, it's fine. Ela havi yada. You should know de banui that your children da'u gabra mamzerin kameishmaya. They'll be mamzerin, because as we said, situation. This was the kash we brought in the very beginning of the Gemara. This is a situation. Reb Yossi says that it's then a ger can marry a mamzer, but nonetheless you go achar pagum, chalvi a mamzer. Chazvat to Kamer Yossi, this ger one came before Reb Yossi and said, one second, Amalei, habi yada duken, you knew this. V'lama shari le mikadmita. Why do you allow me to give me the heter? So Amalei, ma deshalta li agivunach. You asked me, is it mutar? I responded, absolutely, it is mutar. You didn't ask me the consequences or anything else. Is it mutar? I said, yes, of course it's a mutar. But it's true, the children will be considered mamzer. So Amar Reb Yossi, Hain Giura, Midami Imra. This ger is like Imra, which is like, Amra probably. It's like Pene Moshe says, Tzemer Gefen, meaning the Amra Gufna, sorry. Amra Gufna, like Tzemer Gefen, because Imra is Tzemer. Imra Gufna, Tzemer Gefen, which is cotton. So in Bait Lemitnaya, Beimra Shari, Bekitna Shari. Just as cotton can be blended, it's mutar, with wool or linen, even though wool and linen can't go together, it itself is ad mutar with each of them, so too, that's what we're saying, a ger. In other words, a ger is allowed to marry to Israel, and is also allowed to marry a mamzeret, but they can't, even despite the fact, Israel and mamzeret cannot marry, shouldn't marry one another. Okay. Nicha bat Israel and mamzer, unatin. I can understand we're talking about Israel a lot, about Israel specifically. It's asked to marry a mamzer, unatin, because it says, lo yaver mamzer masculine, bekal Hashem. But where do we see a mamzer until it would be asked to Israel? So a female mamzeret to marry in Israel. Where do you see that? It doesn't say it in the Torah anywhere. It doesn't seem to say. So Rabbi Yitzhak bar Pisna says, Rav Acha b'shem Rav Elazar, lo yavo mamzer, matom lo yavo lo, meaning extra lo in the pasuk, which is kind of on account of him, because of him, we say that's to lifsol also the other way around. So in other words, it's to ribui from the pasuk to teach us the other way around. Now the Gemara says, Amar Avau, actually I can tell you where it's from, because Mao Mamzer, it's Mum Zar. Mum is a blemish, Zar is foreign. So the way the Korban Eder says here, he says, Kol Sheyesh Bo Mum Zar, any type of like foreign blemish, meaning ben shel da aviv o imo mamzer, whether his mother or father is a mamzer, kolamash shenodlo b'mishe haita imo zarlo, hareze pasul, that is, if you like, pasul lamov kahal. De kasava Rabbi Avao, de leke lemishma milo, you can't learn from law, in other words, de halach achar psulo shel vlad, shrei law kayaav, because law is not talking about the son, it's talking about the father, and that's why you could understand, that's why that's what we're talking about here, that it's whether either way around, meaning if it's a mother or the father. If he's got a psul mamzerut, that relationship would have been asur for them to have. Okay, let's continue. Upligi, Allahu da amra biyuda bapazi. It says, the pasuk is, it says, Elohim moshi vichidim baita, mosi asirim bekosharot, ach sorim shach nutzachicha. Which means, what's Elohim moshi vichidim baita? It says, Afilu mamzer basofa olam o mamzer basofa olam, hakadosh baruch hu mevim mazav gam ze. Even if you've got a mamzer and mamzer on two sides of the world, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will engineer that they can meet each other, make the shidduch. Because again, a mamzer can't marry in Israel. What's going to happen? No, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what's it worries about shidduchim? Will bring people from all two sides of the world, bring them together so they can have a shidduch. Now, why is this cholek on what Rabbi Yossi said? Because Rabbi Yossi said, if you remember, that a mamzer is mutar b'Israel. Ger, sorry. Nom Yisrael, mimponi beger. So if it was a situation where a mamzer is mutar b'giyoret or a mamzer is mutar b'ger, he HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have to now go to two ends of the world to bring two mamzerim together. Because there are other options. The fact that he says specifically between Mamzerim together, that's why you see that's his cholek. In other words, that's the Shita Rabbi Yehuda we saw before, that is, or he got a Rabbi Pazi, that it says that a ger is not mutar by Mamzer. Now, Rav Huna Amar, in Mamzer Chayotam Shoshim Yom, Mamzer doesn't last more than, live for more than 30 days. Now, the answer, the reason for that, as we'll see in a minute, is because, I'll just show you here. I thought I had it here. Here. No, not yet. I thought it was here. But I think, was it? The idea is because he doesn't want Mamzerim to get mixed up with Am Yisrael. So we'll get to that in a second because it comes clear as we continue. Sorry. B'yomad Rabbi Barachia, Salek Chad Bavlai. If someone came from Bavel, Lahach came to Eretz Yisrael. V'havi yada beidu Mamzer. He knew that this individual was a Mamzer. So Amar Lei, Rabbi, Zachaimi, help me out. Meaning, I need staka, I need mefarnesimi. So Amar Lei, Lemachar, don't worry, tomorrow, at Kaimitz, we'll come to Shul. V'ana avi lepsika. I'm going to do a fundraising campaign for you. Atayayi Darish. He says, he gave a shir min dechasa when he finished midrash, when he finished teaching. Amar lo, and he said to him, achuna nachenu, right? Zachun min im hadin. Let's help this Amir. Duhu mamzer. Help this guy out. He's a nebuch. Not just that. He didn't say that. He says, help this guy. He's a mamzer. Suddenly, the cat's out of the bag. This guy's a mamzer. He came from Babel to Israel. Everyone knew he was a mamzer. He would try to start a new life. And now his cover's blown. So min da azaleka, once a car left, Amarle Rebbe Chayesha Bait Gabach. I wanted Chayesha, I wanted some just to get my feet off the ground to help me out financially. But Uvda Ta Chayin Da Ugarin, you'd ruin my entire life. Meaning no one's gonna want to marry me now. Because the cat's in the bag that I'm a mamzer. So Amarle Chayecha Chayin Yaividla. What are you talking? Chayecha on your life. Chayin Yaividlach. He said, what are you talking about? I saved your life. When's this principle that a mamzer only lives for 30 days? For someone that's not known who he is. If one knows and the chashash, and people know that, who can marry, who cannot marry him, then he's going to survive. So by making mufursam, he saved this guy's life. Reb Zeira Kadsalik Lahacha, when he came to here, Shama Kalim Kraya Mamzer Mamzerta. He heard the scribe doing this call, that marrying Mamzer and Mamzerta. So Amalei Malken, what's going on? Azal Ha'ud Rav Huna. This seems to go against what Rav Huna says. How can you go to Mamzer and Mamzerta getting married? Why? The Rav Huna Amar in Mamzer Chayot Shor Mishoshim. It can last 30 days. So Amar Abuk Vabaracha. Imo Ayiti, I was with him, or I think in Agir says Imcha, no? Imcha. You'll see, Imcha Iti, Kad Amar Rav, I was with you when Amar Rav Bab, Rav Huna says, B'Shem Rav, Ein Mamzer Chayim Tishleim. It doesn't last 30 days. However, Ein Matai, but Man She'en Emo For Sam, Avim Emo For Sam Chayai, who? So now the fact that they're alive and well, is not a kasha, because everyone knew them, Mamzer. Yafe. Now, Tani, Goy Ve'Eved, Habal Bat Yisrael. If a Goy or an Eved has a relationship with a Jewish girl, the child is a Mamzer. So Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, b'shem Rav Shimon, ein avlad mamzer, the child is not a mamzer. Why? She'ein mamzer la mi'isha, she asura alav isareva, only for isur arayot, that is punishable with the chiyuv karet. So it's a machloket basically now, this is another machloket we find, if a relationship between a non-Jewish man and a Jewish woman, even the child is Jewish, whether the child would be a mamzer or not. The Gemara says, v'shnei mikra echad darshu, there is a, they're both learning the position from the same pasuk. Loi kach ish et eshet aviv. That's the pasuk. Loi kach eshet aviv. Loi v'loi galek kanaf aviv. That's the, if you like, prototype of the child will be a mamzer. So Remeir Darish, that's the Tanakh, if you like, it says ma eshet aviv miuchedet she'ein, change it, la alav kiddushin v'havlad mamzer af kol she'ein la alav kiddushin havlad mamzer. So what the type of The prototype we're saying is any time that there's no din kiddushin, it wouldn't work, the vlad's mamzer. Just like, what's the case here? That eshet aviv, someone tries to marry their father's wife, kiddushin would need tofes, he has a relationship with a mamzer, so too. A relationship with a goy, kiddushin, there's no kiddushin in that case, so the vlad would be a mamzer, that's how he learns it from. However, Shimon ben Yehuda says no. Darash ma eshet aviv miuchedet she'ein lo, changing it to that, aleha kiddushin aval yesh lo kiddushin alecherim amam lamzer. So the difference is, if you want to learn it from Eshet Aviv, in that situation, yes, he can't marry his father's wife, but nonetheless, he has kiddushin in another context. That's when the child will be a mamzer. That would exclude the case of a goy. The eved, a servant, she'ein, the Kanani, that is, she'ein lo aleya v'lo al acharim, kiddushin, that is out of the parsha kiddushin altogether. And since the parsha kiddushin altogether is also the parsha out of the parsha of mamzerut. So hate Rav Shmuel bar Abba alahi tanai. This is a kashon on the Tanakama. Hare yavama shezinat. You've got a situation of yavama. That if a yavama, meaning shomeret yavam, she's waiting, her husband died, no children, she's waiting for yibum, that she had a relationship, hare ein la ala ala v'la cherim kiddushin, that's a situation where there's no one could do kiddushin with her, because if you remember, we learned from just very recently, everyone agrees that ein kiddushin tovsim b'yavama, because it says lo tia eshemet achutza le'ish zar, if you remember that pass, we did this before. Nonetheless, the vlad will be kasher, it's not a mamzer. So therefore, you can't bring a proof that anywhere that there's no kiddushin, the vlad will be a mamzer. So that's why it's a kasher, if you like, on the, if you like, in the Tanakama, that tried to extend the din of a mamzer even for a goy as a relationship with a bat Yisrael and has a child from that relationship. Okay, so it sounds like the proof is in the direction, or the support is in the situation of Reb Shimon, that the child of a goy with a bat Yisrael, the child wouldn't be a mamzer, because that's the shita of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, Rav Yana b'shem Rebbe, goy ve'eved shebaul labat Yisrael avav mamzer. He holds a child's a mamzer. Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon malakish Yisrael men avlad also mamzer. Rav Yaakov bar Achas, Rav Shimon bar Abba, and Rav Yorishu ben Levi says b'shem Rabban Gamliel b'Rebbe havlad einu lo kasher v'lo pasul. It's not kasher or pasul. I mean, it's not a mamzer, but it's not kasher. Rather, el mezuham. Now, mezuham is a translation is always like tainted. Meaning, it's like, so what does it mean? Practically, what does it mean? If the child is a if they give birth to a daughter, it's papsula lakuna, that the child wouldn't be able to, she would be passed to marry a kohen. So it's not like a proper mamzer, she's allowed to marry an Israel, but not a kohen. So it's still affected somewhat. Now, Reb Yonatan Salek im Reb Yehuda Nesia lechamata degada. Hori Taman, he taught there that the blood from such a relationship is kasher completely. Amrev Zirahen vlad kol madu azil humitale. He says, listen to this. This child, as it gets older, or as time passes by, it is raising its status. Why? Now, I'll just show you here, I'll show you the Kormaneda, meaning it doesn't literally mean that. It means with the passing of time, the psak gets more and more lenient. Because Havlad azeh shel akum ve'eved, this is Hain Vlad, I'm reading the Kormaneda. Kol mashador lech, with every passing generation, humitalev, and asachut becomes more important. The Rebbe Amar, the Rebbe initially said the Vlam's a Mamzer, like we saw in Bavli. Oh, so we didn't say the Kedita Bavli Perekacholetz. Rabbi Gamliel Beno, his son, this Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, he says it's Mizuham. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, which is a grandson, who he what did he say? Omer Kasher. So you see, the grandfather said the child's a Mamzer. The father said the child's Mizuham, and you get the grandson. Oh, it's Kasher level of Israel. So as time goes on with every generation, this chashivot of such a child is being status is being raised. Okay. Okay, so Rebbe Avid Bere Mezuham and Bar Bere Avdei Kasher. Okay, that's a yafe. There must be a gusa change here to make it fit in with what Korbanet said. But anyways, continue. Hore Rebbe Bar Zavda. B'makom Korabanim, he says Havlad Kasher. Rev Bevar America Kamei Rebbe Zira B'shem Rav China Havlad is also Kasher. Amre Zira In Min Hada In Min Maisa In Min Maisa Rava. He said, you want to learn from that case? That case, you cannot prove that's a shitta. Why? Because that's based on a rumor. Why do you mean it's based on a rumor? Or Havar is like an echo. So Amrav Chiriske, Ane Adar Rashava, so I know exactly what he's talking about. Because Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Rav Chana went Hava Azel Mesuk Lechamata Degadar. He went to that location, Chama Degadar, and Atel Gabi Avu came by his father, which is Rav Chanina. Now up above, we just said Rav Chanina says of like Kasher. So Amrlei, have that, be careful, just know, to eat Taman Min Inu Psulaya, there are some people here that are products of relationships of the goy with the bat Israel. However, delo tif gabahun, just don't paskin about them. Now, all his father was saying is, just stay away from that issue. People interpreted it to mean, it's kasher. Now, you don't know why he said stay away from the issue. So therefore, you can't learn from that mesa. That's the point. Right, so and we see this. Yeah, fine. But Afa gav the Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says b'shimur Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai goy ve'eved shabao levat Yisrael levad kasher. Despite the fact Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that if a goy has a relation with Bat Yisrael, the child will be kasher. Modesh imaitan nekeva. If it's a girl, she psula mina kohuna, which is this language saw before as being mezuham. So she would be able to marry a kohen. Afagad Rishua Amar haba al achoto havlad kasher. Despite the fact we haven't seen that someone has a relationship with their now, because this is Rabbi Yeshua. Now Rabbi Yeshua says, if you remember, there are three different opinions regarding when a child is a mamzer from a forbidden relationship. If you remember, Rabbi Akiva says him Yisrael they love him. We've been talking about most of the time. I think it's Rabbi Yeshua that says this from a prohibition that is Yisrael karet. However, Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion is far more strict than that. Only if there's a chiyuv mita, capital offense, because there are more Yisrael ariot that are not a capital offense that are Yisrael karet. Okay, so it's a much more restricted list. One of those is how someone has a relationship with their sister. Okay, that's a chiyuv mita. So it said, even though he said, even that situation, he would agree the child is on a mamzer in that case. Modesh imata nekeva, the girl's also psula b'dom kohenah. So that's a term of mezuham once again. Marana says, chad bar nash, one individual, atal gabed rav, came before rav, ama megin de lialati ime, min aramayi. What about me? He says, my mother, my father was not Jewish, from my Arami, and my mother was a Jew. What's my din? Amalei kasher, says you're fine. Amalei Rav Chana bar Guria, Guria went to him and says, "Hendi mach, while you've still got legs on your feet, Hendi imach riglaich," says, "get up and run." Right, you know, let's get out of here as soon as you can. Why? And lo yeti Shmuel of Yisalinach, because Shmuel's cholek on Rav, and if he comes here, he's going to passel you. So now you've got the psak in hand. Run with it, type of thing. Fine. Avagav the Rav Amar Goy ve'Eved Shavah olabat Yisrael avlad kasher. Nonetheless, Modesh imaitza nekeva. If the daughter was again psula mina kohuna, once again this status in mezuha. Now Amrav Yaakov bar Acha, tonight Taman ha posel bepnuya v'machshir machshir afilu be'asherish. Now this is very important to understand what this case is. Meaning, when it comes to we just said there's a machloket we saw before the Tanakam and Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. In the situation with a goy, with a goy or an eved has a relationship with a bat Israel, whether it's a vlad, either vlad is a mamzer or not. And what we're saying is the shidit's pasul doesn't matter what the status. In other words, we're trying to say this machlok doesn't matter what the status of the woman was at the time, whether she was single or she was married. The shidit that said it's pasul, even if she's a single girl, the child will be a mamzer. And interestingly, the shidit says it's kasher, even if she's an eshet ish, meaning if she technically had an affair with this goy, the child would still be not a mamzer, interestingly. Again, because he's out of the parasha, it doesn't apply to him. So Rav Tanchum bar Papa, Shalach Sha'al Rav Yossi, Trey Uvni, there were two cases in Alexandria. So Chad, Echad b'pnuya v'chad b'edishish, one was regarding a p'tunya, one was a geshedish. Meaning, both these women had a relationship with the goy. When it came to Eshedish, he sent Loyavo Mamzer Bakali Paskin, she's a Mamzer. But Pnuya Shalach, when it came to Pnuya Machriz, he Amalei, the Gears was like, he was Machriz, is the Gears to change, we've got Mavadim. So Machriz, Atim Musarim al Benot Yisrael HaKadoshot. What don't you dare go and Pasel Benot Yisrael that are kosher? So you see that through his two Psak, he was Machalik whether this girl was married or not, the two different cases. Amaler of Manas Savachatim, come, take this psak and sign on it. Sometimes you've got big psaks and one other rabbanim to sign on. Vechatam. Amaler of Barachia, Savachat, Mr. Ravachim, you know, sign on it as well. But look, Kabele didn't want to. No, I didn't want to name to it. Mindekamun, when they got up, Kamra of Mana Imra Barachia, it says, Amale, Lama lo Chatamta, why didn't you sign on it? Amale, look, one second, Amar of Yaakov Barachia, we just learned above, Naita Man, Ha posel, the Pnuya, of Amachshir, Machshir, Afil, Beda Shadish. That it doesn't matter what the status of the woman, the Bat Yisrael, was. The Shida that says a child would be Kasher is a Kasher no matter what, and the Shida that says the puzzle will be no matter whether she was married or not. Therefore, I can't possibly sign on these psaks. There seems to differentiate between the two. Somebody, Baruch Rechmanu Lo Avinu Shemiya Dedin. Thank God, he said that I hadn't heard this. Lo Shemiya Din Ufana. Right? Ilu Havia Shemiya Hadin Ufana. Had I heard this teaching, if you like, Lo Havin Macha, I wouldn't have signed it, and that would have been a big issue because Havin Amrin Talmida Paliga Rabbi. Then it would have been a different issue that is seemed to which concerned him more. The Shari Korban tried to discuss why is this even a bigger issue, but he says it seemed to be a bigger issue that he would have been people would have been like out in the open, if you like, that the Talmud is cholek on his Rav, And he wanted to stay away from that. So it says, bet I didn't hear this teaching, that the teaching my Rav was seemed to be contradicting and somebody else's principle, because I would have signed on it. And by not signing on it, would have sent a message that I didn't want, I wouldn't have chas v'shalom ever wanted to send. So he says, Min HaShemayim, he said, like he didn't hear it, therefore he signed on it. And he's safe from that problem. Okay.
Well, he couldn't rescind his signature.
I'm not sure if it's so easy to do that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't. It's only nowadays you have retractions and things like that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. All right, Beseder. But good question. I don't know. The Shara Kolman. It's a lot of things with this, because what we were talking about, the issues of Suri the Raisa. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Like, you know. Beseder.
Thank you.
All right, Kolta. Take care.